This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine for a moment the sound of your car's engine, that familiar hum or maybe gentle roar that, you know, means reliability, getting you where you need to go. Picture hearing something else, maybe a subtle tick, a new unwelcome knocking sound, or just a persistent rumble coming from under the hood. Or perhaps your car just doesn't feel right anymore. It's sluggish, it seems to lose power, and then that dreaded check engine light pops on, casting this sort of shadow of anxiety over your daily drive. What do you actually do when the very heart of your vehicle, its engine, starts to, well, falter? For nearly 500,000 Nissan and Infiniti owners across the country, this isn't just some hypothetical scenario, it's a stark unfolding reality. Today we're diving deep into a massive recall that's really shaking the automotive world, affecting like hundreds of thousands of their vehicles. The core of this deep dive is a recent report from Automotive Dive, published July 9, 2025, and it meticulously details a pretty significant engine issue stemming from a manufacturing defect. Our mission today is to break down every facet of this recall. We'll look at the specific vehicles involved, we'll dissect the nature of the defect, and most importantly, try to understand exactly what this means for you if you're an affected owner. But we're also going to zoom out a bit. Look at why this situation presents a particularly challenging moment for Nissan as a company, and what broader implications it might have for the entire auto industry. It's not just about a faulty part, it's about the ripple effect, you know?
Right. And what immediately stands out about this issue is just the sheer scale of it. When you consider nearly 444,000 vehicles, I mean, you're not just talking about a minor inconvenience for a few customers. This is a really significant disruption for hundreds of thousands of individuals, families who rely on their vehicles every single day for, well, everything, work, school, their livelihoods. The potential ripple effects are pretty extensive, impacting not only consumer trust and brand loyalty, but also challenging manufacturing processes and quality control standards within the automotive industry as a whole. And what's particularly intriguing, I think, is how this defect ties into Nissan's innovative VC turbo engine technology. This was engineered to be a leap forward, right? A symbol of advanced design, yet now it finds itself at the center of this major quality control.
Well, controversy. It really piques your interest when a complex new technology runs into such fundamental manufacturing challenges, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And that scale you just mentioned, that's really what brings us to the core issue here. Because the numbers themselves, they are genuinely staggering. This isn't a recall impacting, you know, a few dozen or even a few thousand vehicles. We're talking nearly 444,000 vehicles in total. It's almost 500,000 cars and SUVs that could potentially be affected by this pretty significant manufacturing defect. It's a monumental undertaking for Nissan, and let's be honest, a huge headache for all those owners. Now, you might be wondering, okay, which specific models are involved here? This recall isn't confined to just one obscure model line. It actually spans a range of popular Nissan and Infiniti vehicles you see on the roads all the time. This includes the 2021 through 2024 Nissan Rogue SUV, which is incredibly common across the U.S. Then you've got the 2019 to 2020 Altima sedan, another high-volume vehicle in Nissan's lineup, and it extends to their luxury division, Infiniti 2. The recall impacts the 2019 to 2022 Infiniti QX50 crossover and the 2022 Infiniti QX55 crossover coupe.
So, for many of you who might be driving one of these popular models, this news might indeed be a significant cause for concern, especially if you've maybe already noticed anything a bit off with your vehicle's performance. The unifying factor here, the specific piece of engineering at the heart of this whole recall, are particular engines. We're talking about either the 1.5-liter three-cylinder or the 2.0-liter four-cylinder engines. And both of these power plants feature Nissan's much-talked-about variable compression turbo, or VC turbo, technology. Now, this innovative tech, it was designed to dynamically adjust the engine's compression ratio, optimizing for either power or fuel efficiency kind of on the fly. It was really positioned as a significant engineering achievement when it first came out, a complex, cutting-edge solution meant to push the boundaries of internal combustion engine design. The fact that such an advanced and intricate engine is now linked to a fundamental manufacturing defect, well, it highlights the immense challenges in modern automotive engineering and mass production. It really underscores that fine line between pushing innovation and ensuring, bulletproof reliability.
Exactly. And zooming out a bit, the fundamental nature of this defect is what's truly concerning. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, the core issue lies in a manufacturing defect in specific engine bearings or supporting engine components. To really get the gravity of this, you have to appreciate what engine bearings do. These are incredibly precise, absolutely critical components inside any engine. Their main job is basically to reduce friction between moving parts, allowing things like the crankshaft and connecting rods to rotate smoothly at thousands of RPMs. Without perfectly made bearings and, of course, proper lubrication, these metal parts would just grind against each other. That means immense heat, rapid wear, and eventually catastrophic failure.
Right. So these aren't minor parts we're talking about.
Not at all. So when these foundational internal engine components are flawed right from the factory, it inevitably cascades into critical performance issues and, in the worst cases, complete engine failures. The report explicitly states that these failures are not instantaneous, but rather they progress over time. This is a crucial distinction. It's not like a sudden, dramatic engine explosion the second you turn the key, which, might be a driver's worst nightmare.
Okay, so it's gradual.
It's gradual, the deterioration. And this progression means there are typically multiple forms of audible and visible advance warnings that drivers might experience. These warning signs are vital because they offer a window, maybe a brief one, for intervention. Though that window might close before someone less mechanically inclined really understands how serious it is.
Okay, so what exactly should drivers be listening or looking for if they own one of these models? What are the telltale signs?
Good question. The report details several key indicators. You might start to hear abnormal noises coming from the engine compartment. This could be anything from, say, a subtle ticking or knocking sound that gets progressively louder over weeks or months, maybe even a more distinct grinding or whirring noise that just wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
You might also start to notice rough running conditions where the engine just doesn't feel smooth anymore. Perhaps it idles unevenly, vibrates more than usual, or hesitates when you accelerate. And of course, there are the electronic warnings. The illumination of malfunction indicator lights on your dashboard, the classic check engine light, or maybe other specific warning messages popping up in your instrument cluster.
And that progression you mentioned, it implies this period of prolonged concern and uncertainty for owners, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Imagine you buy a new car, it's a significant investment, and then you start hearing this faint, odd ticking sound. You might dismiss it at first, right? Think it's road noise or just normal operation. But over weeks, it keeps going, maybe gets louder, changes tone. Every time you start the car, every long drive, that subtle noise is just gnawing at you. You start thinking, is this the moment? Is my engine about to give out? That constant underlying anxiety, that feeling of driving a ticking time bomb, honestly, it can be as distressing as the actual breakdown. It fundamentally erodes your trust in the vehicle you rely on daily.
That's a really vital point because, not everyone's an automotive expert listening for every little nuance in engine sound. So what happens when those signs do get noticed and reported? That's where regulatory bodies like NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, really step in. This next part kind of sheds light on how these situations escalate, how the official investigations actually begin. NHTSA's Office of Defects Investigation, they actually opened a preliminary probe into these specific engine failures way back on December 13th, 2023. So what kicked this whole massive investigation off? It wasn't some random audit or anything. It began after the agency identified a relatively small number of initial reports. Specifically, NHTSA received just 6 vehicle owner questionnaires and multiple field reports. And these aren't just casual complaints online. These are formal submissions from vehicle owners and presumably from service techs or dealerships. All of them were alleging serious issues. Outright engine failures, loss of motive power, which basically means the car just stops moving or loses its ability to accelerate safely, distinct engine knocking noises, and or seeing metal debris in the oil pan, which is a classic sign of internal wear. This truly highlights the incredible impact of consumer reporting, doesn't it?
It really does.
Imagine, just 6 vehicle owner questionnaires and a few field reports ignited a federal investigation that now affects almost 500,000 vehicles. It's a stark reminder of how small, individual complaints can trigger these massive safety overhauls. It's really a testament to the system that allows these issues to be brought to light and for agencies like NHTSA to act decisively for public safety. Your voice, your specific complaint about your car, it really can make a tangible difference in identifying widespread problems. This is exactly how many major automotive recalls get started. It really underscores the importance of reporting issues to the proper authorities, not just, you know, talking about them online.
Absolutely. So if you're one of the affected owners, the most pressing question on your mind is probably, okay, what do I do now? What can I expect from Nissan? Thankfully, the road to remedy is now being clearly laid out, and it starts with scheduling a trip to your dealership. The initial step for dealers will be to inspect the engine oil pans of these vehicles for any signs of metal debris. This is a crucial diagnostic step. Seeing metal fragments in the oil is a pretty definitive indicator of internal engine wear and significant damage.
And it's important to stress, this is all free of charge for the owner, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a critical point. All repairs, inspections, and any necessary engine replacements will be performed free of charge. This is standard practice for safety recalls, and it serves as a vital protection for consumers, ensuring they don't have to bear the substantial financial burden of a manufacturing defect that wasn't their fault. It gives some measure of financial relief amidst all the inconvenience and concern.
Okay, so the inspection happens. What then? Does everyone get the same fix?
No, the specific solution offered will vary. It depends on your engine type and, more critically, on the condition of your specific engine after that initial inspection. So for vehicles with the 3-cylinder, 1.5-liter VC turbo engines, if the inspection reveals no metal debris in the oil, dealers will perform a specific set of preventative measures. They will replace the oil pan gasket, engine oil, and reprogram the vehicle's engine control module, or ECM.
Okay, reprogramming the ECM. What does that actually do?
Well, the ECM is essentially the engine's computer brain, right? It manages everything from fuel injection to ignition timing. A software update here suggests a pretty nuanced approach. By reprogramming it, Nissan might be subtly altering engine parameters, maybe ignition timing, fuel delivery curves, perhaps even managing internal pressures differently to reduce the specific stresses or vibration frequencies that could potentially make those susceptible bearings wear out faster.
Ah, so it's like trying to fix a physical issue with a software tweak, almost.
Exactly. It's a strategic way to try and mitigate a physical defect through digital control, basically changing how the engine behaves to hopefully prolong the life of those components. And this particular repair, the good news is, it's relatively quick. It's expected to take less than an hour to complete, which is certainly better news for owners hoping for a fast resolution.
Okay, less than an hour. That's manageable. What about the 4-cylinder engines?
Right. For owners with vehicles that have the 4-cylinder VC turbo engines, if no metal debris is detected in the oil pan, the remedy is even simpler. Dealers will just replace the engine oil.
Just an oil change.
This lighter touch suggests that either the risk profile or maybe the nature of the defect might be different or perhaps less severe for the 4-cylinder versions. Or, you know, maybe it's just an initial preventative measure while Nissan gathers more comprehensive data on these specific engines. It definitely implies a lower incidence or less critical progression of the defect in this engine type.
Okay, but what if they do find metal contamination?
Right, that's the more serious scenario. If any of the recalled vehicles show signs of metal contamination in the oil, then, after a verification process with Nissan's powertrain call center, dealers will be instructed to perform a far more significant repair. They will replace the engine assembly.
Wow, a whole new engine.
A whole new engine. This is a major undertaking, effectively installing a brand new engine into your vehicle. And as you can imagine, this is definitely not a quick fix. The report states that engine replacement may take up to 15 hours to complete.
15 hours? That's a lot of time without your car.
It is. This tiered approach to the remedy, ranging from a quick software update and oil change to a full 15-hour engine replacement, it clearly suggests a spectrum of defect severity within the affected population, and it will undeniably lead to very different experiences for different owners. 15 hours in the shop is a huge inconvenience, far more than a simple oil change. It disrupts daily routines and demands significant patience from the owner.
Yeah, 15 hours in the shop is a massive chunk of time for many people. That means scrambling for rides, juggling work schedules, completely disrupting daily life. It really makes you wonder how Nissan plans to handle the sheer logistics of things like loaner vehicles or alternative transport for potentially thousands of owners needing this really extensive repair. Now, in terms of communication and getting everyone ready, Nissan is working to ensure that both owners and dealers are prepared for this. Owner notification letters are expected to be mailed out on August 25th. So if you happen to own one of these affected models, you should be hearing directly from Nissan relatively soon. But having these details now means you'll be well informed when that letter actually arrives. You'll understand the steps involved and what to expect. And to make sure their service network is ready for this huge influx of work, Nissan is giving its dealerships a bit of a head start. Nissan dealers will be formally notified about the recall on July 15th. This advance notice gives dealerships crucial time to prepare their service departments, to order the necessary replacement parts, and to thoroughly train their technicians on the specific inspection and repair procedures for this particular.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
A recall. It's a massive logistical dance, coordinating attention for nearly 500,000 vehicles across the country. The wheels are definitely already turning on how to manage this.
And what's really illuminating here, I think, is the stark disparity in the estimated defect rates between the two engine types involved. According to the report, an estimated 1.2% of the recalled vehicles equipped with three-cylinder engines are suspected of having the engine manufacturing defects. Okay, 1.2%. Now compare that to the four-cylinder engines. The estimate there is significantly lower. Around 0.08% for models with four-cylinder engines are estimated to have the defect.
Wait, 1.2% versus 0.08%? That's a huge difference.
It's a staggering difference. The three-cylinder engines show a defect rate that is 15 times higher than the four-cylinder one.
Two times out.
Yeah. And this data is particularly striking when you consider that a majority of these recalled vehicles, 348,554, are those 2021-2024 Nissan Rogue models, which are predominantly equipped with that three-cylinder engine. So this heavy concentration of affected vehicles in a single engine type, and really within one of Nissan's most popular models, it truly highlights where the core of the problem likely lies within their VC turbo lineup. It points to a specific point of failure rather than, say, a generalized issue with the whole VC turbo concept itself.
So it's really zeroing in on that three-cylinder.
It seems that way. The significant disparity could strongly hint at a more specific vulnerability or perhaps a unique design challenge inherent to the three-cylinder variant, even though both engine types use the broader VC turbo technology. You might naturally start wondering about the underlying reasons for such a difference, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, why one and not the other so much?
Well, it could potentially stem from a specific component supplier that was only used for the three-cylinder engine, maybe a particular batch of bearings, or a related part from one source that had a critical quality control lapse. That's one possibility. Alternatively, it might relate to the inherent stress profiles. A three-cylinder engine, just by its nature, often has different vibration characteristics and firing orders compared to a four-cylinder. That could place unique, maybe amplified stresses on its internal components, especially the bearings, if they weren't absolutely perfectly optimized in the initial design phase or during mass manufacturing.
Okay, so the physics of the engine itself could play a role.
Could be. Or it might simply be that the initial design optimization for the three-cylinder VC turbo was maybe less robust for long-term durability under certain operating conditions compared to its four-cylinder sibling, which might have a larger operating window for component tolerance. Now, the source doesn't give us the explicit cause of this difference, but the data unequivocally points to a far more pronounced issue with the smaller engine variant. And this raises a really important question for automotive engineers everywhere. How do you consistently balance that relentless drive for greater efficiency and smaller engine footprints with the absolute necessity of long-term reliability and robustness, especially when you're integrating such innovative and complex technologies like VC Turbo?
That's a truly critical distinction, yeah. And it leads us right into the broader implications of this recall. Because this isn't just about the technical fix for a faulty engine. It's about the very real financial burden. the potential for significant reputational damage, and just the monumental inconvenience for hundreds of thousands of customers. So what does this all really mean for Nissan as a company, beyond just the immediate repairs? First, let's talk money. The sheer financial burden. Dealing with a major engine recall on this scale could be incredibly costly for Nissan. We're not just talking about the direct cost of parts and labor for inspecting and repairing or replacing nearly 500,000 engines, although yeah, that alone will be enormous.
Huge.
There are also massive logistical costs involved. The expense of meticulously notifying every single affected owner, coordinating with this extensive dealership network, managing the shipping and inventory of all those replacement parts, and potentially even providing rental cars or alternative transportation to customers whose vehicles might be stuck in the shop for days, maybe even weeks, if they need that full engine replacement.
Mm-hmm. And the legal side, too.
Right. On top of all this, there are potential legal costs. Any associated liabilities that could arise from engine failures that might have already happened or could happen before all the vehicles get fixed. This isn't a small line item on their balance sheet. This could easily be a multi-million, potentially even multi-billion dollar hit to their bottom line.
A huge hit.
Then there's the customer inconvenience factor, which is just monumental. The remedy, like we discussed, requires hundreds of thousands of customers in the U.S. to schedule a service appointment just for the initial inspection. And for many, that initial appointment could turn into a prolonged visit for a major engine replacement. Think about the profound disruption this causes to daily life for so many people. It means taking precious time off work, scrambling to arrange rides for themselves and their families, dealing with that persistent uncertainty of when their main vehicle will be fully functional and, crucially, reliable again.
Yeah, the trust factor is big.
The logistical nightmare for just one family can be significant, let alone for hundreds of thousands. And all of that inconvenience, it directly fuels the most impactful long-term consequence, the very real potential for significant reputational damage to the Nissan brand. Nissan has been actively working to regain trust and market share in recent years. This kind of widespread defect, especially involving the engine, which everyone sees as the very heart of vehicle reliability and longevity, it can severely impact how customers perceive the brand.
Absolutely. It erodes confidence.
Yeah, confidence in their engineering, their manufacturing quality. In today's incredibly competitive auto market, where you have so many choices, the widespread inconvenience and the perception of unreliability caused by a major recall like this could really further impact Nissan's brand reputation. It makes it even harder to attract new buyers and keep the loyal customers they have. It's not just about the direct repair costs. It's about that intangible cost of rebuilding trust with their customer base at what feels like a deeply critical time for the company.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, you're absolutely right. This recall isn't just some isolated incident happening in a vacuum. It lands squarely in the middle of an already incredibly challenging and turbulent period for Nissan. The potentially very costly recall comes as Nissan is just beginning to execute its latest turnaround plan, this comprehensive multi-year strategy specifically aimed at returning the company to sustainable profitability and stability after, well, a period of significant headwinds. This is a company that's been grappling with substantial corporate struggles for some time now.
Right. They've had a rough few years.
They really have. In fact, they've already experienced a significant decline in sales throughout 2024, which indicates their market performance was already faltering before this major engine recall became public knowledge. Imagine trying desperately to reverse a sales slump to regain momentum, and then you have to announce a major engine defect impacting nearly 500,000 of your most popular models. It's effectively a double blow to consumer confidence and the company's sales trajectory. It just makes their uphill battle even steeper.
And wasn't there that whole thing with Honda earlier this year?
Exactly. Furthermore, this year has already been exceptionally turbulent for Nissan at the very highest levels of corporate strategy. We saw that very public failed merger attempt with Honda Motor Co. earlier this year. A merger between two huge global players like that would have been transformative, potentially reshaping the whole industry landscape. But its dramatic collapse was a monumental setback for Nissan, and that failure directly led to substantial internal upheaval, including the ousting of several top executives and the swift appointment of new leaders. They were, frankly, just trying to stabilize the ship after that kind of corporate earthquake, and now this recall hits.
Talk about bad timing.
Couldn't be worse. On top of these strategic and leadership challenges, Nissan has already been undergoing drastic and pretty painful cost-cutting measures. Back in November 2024, the company announced it was cutting a staggering 9,000 jobs. That came after posting a truly abysmal 90% year-over-year drop in operating profit in the first half of fiscal year 2024. A 90% drop.
90%.
That's huge. That's massive. Then just a few months later, in May, Nissan unveiled an even more aggressive cost savings initiative. This plan explicitly called for closing 7 plants globally and slashing another 11,000 jobs, all in a desperate effort to generate something like $3.4 billion in savings.
Wow. So massive cuts already happening.
Right. So when you put all these pieces together, the declining sales, the failed high-stakes merger, the executive turnover, these drastic job cuts, this recall becomes far more than just a product defect. It's another significant, you could even say crippling, hurdle for a company already deep in the midst of a very challenging financial and strategic overhaul. It profoundly complicates their efforts to regain their footing, to rebuild investor confidence, and to stabilize their global operations. It starkly demonstrates just how fragile brand perception and market position can be during a turnaround attempt. When you're trying desperately to convince the market you're back on track, poised for growth, a recall of this magnitude sends a very different, contradictory message. It potentially undermines all that hard work and the renewed leadership's best efforts.
That context really does put this Nissan recall into sharp relief. It highlights the immense pressure the company's under right now. But if we zoom out even further, this particular recall starts to look like it might be part of a broader, maybe emerging pattern within the automotive industry itself. This isn't just an isolated event for one manufacturer. The report explicitly points out that this Nissan recall is actually the second major powertrain recall in recent months by a major automaker. And collectively, these two recalls extend to over 1 million vehicles.
Over a million, yeah.
So to give you a concrete example, the source material notes that back in April, General Motors issued a recall for over 595,000 SUVs and pickups. These specific vehicles had their 6.2-liter V8 engines. And what was the defect there? It was a manufacturing defect involving the connecting rod and door crankshaft, leading to what GM called catastrophic engine failures in some cases.
Sounds disturbingly similar, doesn't it?
It does. And interestingly, that GM recall also followed a thorough NHTSA investigation, just like Nissan's, which was initiated after the agency received numerous owner questionnaires alleging similar engine failures. So this confluence of major engine recalls impacting different automakers, but involving fundamental internal engine components and following similar investigative paths. It really raises an important question. Are we actually seeing a trend here?
It makes you wonder.
What does this say about the increasing pressures on automakers in today's environment? Is it maybe about the ever-increasing complexity of modern engine design, like Nissan's VC Turbo technology, which pushes the boundaries of engineering to hit those demanding fuel efficiency and performance goals? Or is it potentially a sign of deeper, maybe systemic issues within the global automotive supply chain, impacting the quality of critical components that go into these incredibly complex machines? Is this just a statistical blip, you know, two unrelated incidents that just happen to occur close together? Or could it be a symptom of larger underlying challenges in vehicle manufacturing that really warrant closer scrutiny across the entire industry?
It's definitely something worth watching very closely as the industry continues its rapid evolution towards, well, even more complexity.
Yeah. So to quickly try and bring together the main threads of our deep dive into this Nissan engine recall, we've covered the staggering scope affecting nearly 444,000 vehicles. That includes popular models like the Rogue and Altima, all centered around their innovative, yet now clearly problematic, VC turbo engines. The defect lies in fundamental engine bearings, leading to progressive damage, with those clear warning signs that drivers should be listening and looking out for. We've seen how NHTSA's investigation, sparked by just a handful of consumer complaints, really snowballed into this massive safety recall. For affected owners, the path to remedy involves those dealer inspections for metal debris. Solutions will vary from a relatively quick oil change and software update for some to a significant full engine replacement that could take up to 15 hours for others, all, crucially, at no cost to you. We also highlighted that significantly higher defect rate in the 3-cylinder engines, which certainly warrants further thought regarding their specific design or manufacturing process. And finally, we discussed the broader implications for Nissan. The substantial financial and reputational hit, coming at a time when the company's already in the midst of an incredibly difficult turnaround. A turnaround marked by declining sales, that failed high-profile merger, and massive global job cuts. This engine recall is undoubtedly another significant compounding hurdle for them. And we've touched on that compelling question of whether this situation, especially coupled with GM's recent major engine recall, signals a wider trend in the auto industry regarding the challenges of modern powertrain reliability and manufacturing quality.
And what's truly fascinating here, I think, and maybe the biggest takeaway, is that ongoing tension. The tension between cutting-edge innovation-like variable compression technology, which really does promise incredible advancements in performance and efficiency, and the rigorous, often unforgiving demands of mass manufacturing reliability. It's a delicate, incredibly complex balance that automakers are constantly striving to achieve. As vehicles become more and more technologically advanced, integrating increasingly complex systems, this raises a profound and important question for the entire industry looking forward. How will automakers balance pushing those boundaries of performance and efficiency with ensuring fundamental component longevity? And ultimately, how do they maintain the unwavering customer trust that is just so crucial for long-term success? This is a core challenge that will undoubtedly define the next era of automotive engineering and manufacturing. And it's a tension that continues to play out in the headlines we see today, like this one.
Indeed. A critical question for sure. And that's our deep dive into Nissan's engine recall. We hope this extensive exploration has given you a clearer, more comprehensive picture of what's happening and why it matters, not just for Nissan owners, but really for anyone keenly interested in the future and the ongoing challenges of the automotive industry. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the stories that matter most to you.